This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We have in the studio Lee Ferraro. I hope I'm saying that right. He's a donor development manager, guys.
And he's very attractive too. Let me tell you, this donor is very attractive.
When he started, you sat down and then actually started talking, I was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that voice coming from you. But you're actually the donor development manager for RSPCA Victoria. Do you want to let us know what that means?
Hey, thank you for having me. So I guess it is like one of those super vague types. Essentially, we're in the fundraising area. So, over 60% of what we do is donations through the community. So that's the area we're in.
Okay, that is not where Tom's brain went. And I have a very bad thing of jumping on the tail of Tom's brain. So I kind of went somewhere else. So it's something, the Guardian Angel Appeal, is it? What's that mean to us?
Yeah, so over the last, it's got to be almost 10 years now, nationally, all the RSPCA has come together around Christmas time.
Yep.
And we have this Guardian Angel Appeal, which lets people that love animals make a donation of any amount they wish, and they'll become a guardian angel watching over an animal in our care. So, in Victoria...
So, we're sponsoring an animal type of thing? Yeah,
absolutely. That's the best way to think of it. So, in Victoria, we're expecting, you know, more than 6,000 animals over the next few months. It's a kind of a high-needs area for us.
That's a lot, isn't it? So, is Christmas time... Well, I'm assuming, because now I know, you know, there's a lot of cats breeding, so there'd be a lot of, you know, baby kittens coming in. It'd be the time of year where there are a lot of...
So certainly it used to be something like kitten season.
Yeah.
It used to be this kind of small window, and each year that's kind of stretching out, starting in October and then going all the way to April. And you know, it's just as it gets hotter as well, the inspectorate gets busier with more calls and more animals coming in. So it's kind of...
Well, Joy, we do go out nationally, and I was reading here that nearly 30,000 animals will be coming in nationally across Australia. So, you know, the RSPCA, no matter what state you're listening in, get on to your national, the RSPCA in your state, and you become a guardian angel.
Yeah, so the best thing if nationally is as soon as you enter your details and you choose your state, you will be allocated an animal from that state. So it'll be an animal that's in care if you're in WA or New South Wales or Victoria.
Is it kind of, do you get a picture, an update, card at the end?
And depending on your preference, you can choose, you know, cat, dog, or surprise me.
Or
other. And so cats, dogs, horses, rabbits.
Really?
Well, because before you came, Jess, me and Mikey went and spent the day at the gorgeous Burwood RSPCA, and we got to go through all... There's guinea pigs, there's rabbits, then you go out and there was chickens. The best part was watching Mikey run from a sheep. He was scared of a sheep. I'm telling you, it doesn't have teeth. It's got these little white nubble things. It's not going to eat you. Oh, I've never seen a boy run so far from a sheep.
That's amazing. Could you also, for a Christmas present, let's say, sponsor or donate for somebody else who's an animal lover?
If you get on the Guardian Angel website, you can choose to donate on behalf of someone else, and they'll be emailed the profile of the animal that they're a guardian angel for immediately, or you can set it up for Christmas morning
Can I volunteer being like the Instagram like selfie person for all the animals? I reckon that'd be so cool to be the one that takes the pictures. Come on, Dolly, look, give us a look over here. Give us a look over here like that.
We do have some pretty great volunteers that come in and take all the adoption photos and things like that.
There really is people that do that. What an ace job. That's my dream.
So if I become a guardian angel and I, you know, get on the internet and, you know, get out my credit card and hand over some money, what does my money go to?
So pretty much across all aspects of the work we do. So if you think of it as a journey, where it might be, you know, supporting the inspectorate that are out on the road, that might be investigating reports of cruelty or neglect, and they might find an animal that needs to be brought into our care, and then the vet care, the quarantine period, everything they need to get them healthy, all the way through to if they go into volunteer foster care, where they'll be given, you know, the food and all that type of stuff to heal in a loving home, and right through to until they're ready for adoption. So it'll be used pretty much where it's needed most as needed.
And do I need to be filthy rich to guardian angel, or are we happy to accept, you know, a couple of bucks?
No, we'll support from everybody is definitely needed. Everything makes a difference, honestly. So
remember, everyone, a puppy's not just for Christmas, it's for life.
Well, yes.
And then again, exactly. What's the other word we say? We don't shop, we adopt. Yes. What a way to give, you know, a little someone love. Everyone has a dog in their family. Go to the RSPCA. When we went there, I fell in love. I'm sending my hubby all these pictures, and he straight up said, "We own three. You bring home another one, and you're in so much trouble."
That's pretty much what it's like working there, I'll be honest. Most of the staff will foster within the first week or two, and then we kind of tick down until they foster fail, and they end up adopting. So,
well, I do follow you guys on Instagram, and my God, there's some gorgeous little kittens out there at the moment. I'm thinking, oh, yeah.
Well, that's it was. So, is there any last thing? So, we have to go simply to participate. Do we just go www.rspcaguardianangel.com.au/
We've been given a little Merry Christmas card.
Oh, we've got the cute. What kind of dog is that? That's like a cutie. That's a cutie dog.
We kind of brought you what you would get as a guardian angel here. So, there's a cat and a dog there.
Oh, that's really cute. So, you get this little Christmas card. You open it up and it says, "Thank you for being a guardian angel." And I've got Omar, who's a 7-year, 11-month-old bull Arab who's currently waiting for a foster home. He's got the cutest face.
Oh, God, look at Kirby. Kirby's guardian angel. Oh, you have now Kirby's guardian angel over the Christmas season. Kirby's 3 years and 1 month, a domestic short hair, and he is currently waiting for his forever home at Burwood. That is beautiful. I love that. Look, it's the only cat I'm not allergic to because it's on paper as well.
So well, sweetheart.
They're the best cat.
I've met Cleo. You're also not allergic to that one.
Stop it. You and your tail coat. I'm out. I'm out.
Well, look, as you know here at Joy, we love the RSPCA. You guys do amazing work. You get out there from all the way from your inspectors all the way to the lovely people that are just at Burwood, you know, at the front shop. Those ladies are lovely. You can go there. I'm definitely going there because I like to buy my puppies Christmas presents, and you guys had some great things there as well. Can I find them online or do I have to come to Burwood?
No, there is an online shop if you're not near Burwood, absolutely.
Oh, there's so much to do.
These are really beautifully wrapped, anyone. They're beautiful.
They're lovely. Oh, do you know, I have stolen your credit card, Jess, and I've handed it over here to Lee. He's all got now.
I changed the number last week. I'll bring that. That's a fake one.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.